The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, The Greatest Love of All. Meet Black women just like you who took bold actions to better cherish the woman in the mirror. And richly benefited. I remixed my work schedule. Becky A. Davis, 50s, founder of the Bosspreneur Accelerator Academy. I commissioned research that confirmed our culture of overworking based on our history in this country, and I knew I had to model success without nonstop grinding. So after years of starting at 9 a.m. or earlier, I now start my workday at 11 a.m. and end by 5 p.m. My team knows that, and we plan accordingly. Before setting my new schedule, I struggle to meditate in the morning, get my workouts in, and set my intentions for the day. I was rushing to start working by 8 a.m., and my morning prayer was rushed too. After making a decision to set some boundaries and build a schedule that fits me and my lifestyle, I was able to work out more consistently. I have also been able to be still and spend time in God's presence. After the first week, my creativity was higher, my decision-making sharper, and I generated more revenue. I was getting more done in less time, and this became my new normal. I stopped negotiating down my prices and stood firm on my value. We had our best year yet last year, and revenue is already up 30% this year with less work. It takes courage to surrender, but if anybody deserves a work reset, it's Black women. I created my own sisterhood. Nakia McLean, 43, founder of Support Your Girlfriends. As a publicist and business owner, I was frustrated that I got limited access to events that I knew both my clients and I should be attending. I said, you know what? I'm tired of being excluded, and I decided to create my own table, one that wouldn't be just for me, but also for other women who were looking to make an impact, too. I started Support Your Girlfriends, a sisterhood for women of color, which now has members all over the country. We hold events and retreats for our community. We no longer have to wait for other people's invitations to create what we want. Instead, we initiate it with our sisters. I knew that to keep growing, I would need to continue surrounding myself with powerful women. At the same time, I was working on strengthening my relationship with my own mother. My circle helped me do that. My husband, Roy, wholeheartedly supports me, but there are some things that only other women understand. People who say no new friends may have some old pain they haven't let go of because there's so much to gain from building good, strong friendships. I'm in my 40s and will keep on making new friends because that is what has gotten me through. I'm paying it forward. My law firm works on estate planning. This year, we heard so many horror stories of families being hit with unexpected losses or losing their assets because no one told them about the importance of having a legacy plan for you and your family, which may include a will and or trust to protect what they worked
for. I thought about the legacy my husband and I are leaving for our daughter. I updated my estate plan to include the travel and life experiences I want for her and the self-work I hope she does to become her best self. That includes a growing list of books to read, like Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. It is my way of ensuring my future desires are protected. Sabine Franco, 38, New York City. I allowed myself to be seen. April Mason, 46, founder of All Things Feminine Brand. I've coached thousands of women about the importance of healing from our past and tapping into our feminine energy. As I prepared to open my own office building this year, I had to face my own fear. I plan to put just the name of All Things Feminine Brand on the side of our space. A friend called me out, asking why I wasn't putting my own name and face on my business. I had a public Facebook page with my picture and over 380,000 followers, but this felt different. I could close the computer after a live stream, but my name and face on an office building with me inside it had me feeling exposed. I realized there was a part of me that was still afraid to be seen. I had dealt with a lot of pain and rejection in my life, including molestation by family members. As an adult, I had done a lot to heal my inner child and give myself what I craved, including feeling protected. I have a house alarm, I can carry and shoot a gun, and I have got security for my business. It was time for me to allow myself to feel safe and to be seen in the world. I called to have my name and face added to the outside of my office. I decided to own my greatness, and I invited women from my community to come Christian the new place. Now people walking by can see a woman who started her first business with $50 from a welfare check, lived in a homeless shelter with three children, and owns a building with her face on the side. I showed up for myself. Mia Bradford, 40, founder of Beyond the Busyness. In 2017, I was depressed and feeling and dealing with rejection, abandonment, and lack of forgiveness. My self-talk was brutal. I lacked energy and was always in some kind of pain. A migraine, sinus pressure, asthma, allergies, back pain. I learned that my thoughts were causing physical symptoms. I began a healing journey and spent more time practicing aerial yoga. As a kid, I loved being on the monkey bars and feeling the wind on my skin. Aerial gives me that same feeling of being young, free, strong, and beautiful. As my 40th birthday was approaching this year, I started planning a trip with my friends. Then, one by one, they needed to cancel. Instead of not celebrating, I shook off the disappointment and planned a local day full of things I love, including my favorite foods with some of my favorite people, the best spa in the city, and two photo shoots. These shoots included my new aerial yoga photos. I decided to show up and celebrate me, no matter what anyone else chose to do, and I had a lot to toast to. The day before, I had resigned from my director job in the largest school district in Texas to work full-time in my financial healing company, Beyond the Busyness. I knew that if I didn't take the leap of faith at that moment, I would still be waiting for the perfect time. Leaping through the air with nothing underneath you is definitely scary. And aerial yoga has helped me conquer my fears. Sometimes you just have to take the leap of faith with your heart racing. I turned negative into a positive. A lupus diagnosis in 2010 changed my life. The blood thinners I was required to take made my menstrual cycle brutal. For years, I tried both traditional and alternative ways to find relief. At the end of 2020, I decided to have a hysterectomy. Before my surgery, I organized a virtual event with 45 of my female friends from all over the world, including South Africa and Finland, to celebrate life and womanhood. I called it a no baby shower. There was a DJ, a midwife who gave a V-Steam demo, and a bartender who taught us two drinks. It is one of my greatest memories, and it celebrated a new beginning for me. After the surgery, I have more energy and time to truly enjoy life, including time with my 6 godchildren, without the pain and stress that came with my cycle. My life is truly full and fertile in ways that I never would have imagined. Faith L. Walls, 38 Nashville. I keep my dates with myself. For this entire year, I have kept my new routine where each morning I play my favorite playlist while drinking immune boosting herbal tea. This time allows me to reflect on my purpose for the day. I also take daily naps and have regular date nights with myself. After being someone who always puts others first, I am now unapologetic about loving myself and being better than kind to myself. Sharon Parker, 43, Baltimore. The next article is titled Guiding Light. Feel-good guru Tabitha Brown's Rise is a masterclass in living and loving with purpose. When you think about it, Tabitha Brown's mega success doesn't quite make sense, or at least not if you apply the rules of what success is, quote unquote, supposed to look like, and who is supposed to have it, and when. At 42, Brown has only recently become a social media phenomenon. In just 4 years, she has gone from only 30 people watching to 2.6 million followers on Facebook and nearly 4 million on Instagram. She counts another 5 million followers on TikTok, where most of the users are the age of her daughters or younger, and she has already accumulated a whopping 84 million likes for her content. Unlike many influencers before her, Brown's online clout has translated to the real world. She's done brand deals with Whole Foods, Target, and McCormick, which released her Tabitha Brown branded all-purpose seasoning earlier this year. It took just 39 minutes to sell out of all 100,000 units. Brown has also secured book deals and TV shows, including a guest role last season on Showtime's The Chi. And there is a hush-hush project coming that she developed and sold to a major network and in which she will star as herself. Then there's her new YouTube Originals show, Tab Time, which debuts this November. Brown, a black woman from Eden, North Carolina, with a pronounced southern drawl and a big old fro, will be the new Mr. Rogers, teaching children to laugh, think, and eat good snacks. I love children, mostly because they become us, right? Brown says, and I feel like if we get to children and open their minds at an early age, help them see other children as other humans like themselves, then we have better adults later. As a mother to Choice 20 and Question 9, both with her husband of 18 years, Chance, and to be her bonus daughter, Tylee, 26, Brown has filled her social media platforms with uncompromisingly wholesome videos. In equal parts and in no particular order, she is best known for preparing vegan meals and enthusiastically enjoying her creations, offering words of encouragement for people struggling with mental health and for those who become frustrated while chasing their dreams, sharing her personal style, a colorful array of caftans, dresses, and jumpsuits with big earrings and bigger sunglasses, and deploying her catchy one-liners such as, "That's my business," not to mention the time she announced that she had become successful enough to, quote-unquote, retire her husband. Wendy Williams caught wind of that one and commented about it on air. Spoiler alert, it was messy. For Wendy, more on that later. I catch up with Brown, or Tab, as she calls herself. She likes to speak of herself in third person and is charming, not obnoxious. In August, we meet at her spacious home just north of Los Angeles, a compound surrounded by a gated fence that either a frenzied fan or a menacing foe tried to jump over last Christmas Eve. Brown and her dog Blackie, the name of her son Queston gave him because he is black, emerge from the double doors of their home. Brown is wearing a gigantic smile and a flowing, colorful caftan that reveals one well-moisturized shoulder. Her hair is cornrowed into a frohawk, and she is either sporting the most natural makeup ever applied, or her skin is flawless. Maybe both. She leads me through the foyer, past a large, sunken living room with big, comfy furniture. As we head to her office, I can see a resort-worthy pool in her backyard. On her desk are bottles of Donna's Recipe, Brown's vegan hair oil, which promises to make your mane as strong and luxurious as hers. Her bookshelf holds the NAACP award she won in March for outstanding social media personality and several copies of her latest book, Feeding the Soul, Because It's My Business, Finding Our Way to Joy, Love, and Freedom. Surprisingly, it is not a cookbook, though it does include a few recipes. This one needed to come first for inspiration, for motivation, for understanding to help people not feel alone in whatever journey they may be in, Brown explains. We just lived through a pandemic and we are still living through it. I thought food is great, but soul needs to be fed first. In the book, she shares short stories from her journey, focusing on the moments that shaped her. These include how she became an accidental vegan in 2017 after having a continuous headache for a year and 7 months and being willing to do anything to stop it, even give up meat. At one point, she says, she was in so much pain that she started praying for God to either take the pain away or take her out. At school, daughter Choice heard about a new and now controversial documentary, What the Health, on Netflix. It premise was that everyone would be better off going vegan. Brown convinced her family to try it for 30 days. Her chronic headache went away on day 10, and she's been vegan ever since. She's so vegan, in fact, that she doesn't wear leather. She's so vegan that she serves tofurkey, a turkey made from tofu, dairy-free mac and cheese, and fried chicken made of portobello mushrooms for Thanksgiving dinner. She insists that it's just like the real thing. Her book also tackles how she dealt with her mother's diagnosis of ALS, not well, and managed the grief of her passing in 2007. And she reveals how she learned to mind her own business. Just before Weston's 8th birthday, Brown noticed he would blink rapidly or make jerking motions. His doctor diagnosed him with motor tics, a condition that might look like it hurts, but typically is pain-free. Here's the kicker. According to Brown's doctor, talking about the tics with the person experiencing them can cause insecurity and make the condition worse. Tabitha found the deeper lesson in that sometimes people go through things and it's uncomfortable for us to watch, she reflects, but it ain't bothering them and it ain't our business to say anything about it. The book and the 2-week tour that puts her in a new city every other day are just two of the many projects Brown has on her very full plate as we speak. I ask the obvious question, how do you find time to do all the things you are doing? Brown says she talks to herself in the mirror. Say what now? Every morning and every night she goes in the bathroom, stares into her own eyes, windows to the soul, she reminds me, and has an entire solo conference call. I get in the mirror, and I'm like, honey, are you good? She explains, and I answer back truthfully. But it's hard work. I do it because I need that. I need to feel myself up every day. I check in on me first before anybody else. For years, Brown avoided the kinds of videos that would set her on a swift path to becoming a household name. She had always wanted to be an actress and believed that Hollywood wouldn't take her seriously if she was making content for social media. When I was 5 or 6, I used to tell my mama I wanted to be friends with Rudy from The Cosby Show and ring her doorbell, Brown recalls. She thought I meant I wanted to play with her. And I was like, no, I want to be on there in the TV and ring the doorbell. I want to come into their house. I want to talk. Then I want to come home. But then she had a dream. She saw herself on a tiny screen and she was rocking a short afro instead of the long straight hair she wore at the time. And she was speaking in her natural dialect instead of code switching. Brown suspected the dream was some sort of sign from God. She had received many over the years that kept her going when she felt like giving up. In one of her dreams, back when she was living in Greensboro, North Carolina, and long before she was on a screen of any kind, she was at the drive-thru and the server asked, "Are you that lady from the TV show?" In the dream, Brown responded, "Me? Honey, I work for UPS." On later reflection, Brown took the encounter to mean that God was showing her how people saw her. They say if you don't listen to God's tap on the shoulder, you will get a brick to the head, or something like that. One morning, Brown was shaken awake from sleep. It felt like a whole earthquake, and I heard a voice that sounded like thunder saying, This is not the life I planned for you, she recalls. And it scared me. I thought either I'm going crazy and I'm fixing to go check myself in, or this is the Lord speaking. I got on my knees that morning and I said, God, if this is you, I need a sign today. Wait, God sending a personal earthquake wasn't a sign? No, Brown says. If you say this ain't the life I planned, then what is it I'm supposed to be doing? You ain't giving me answers. Later that day, she and Chance were driving to the Four Seasons Town Center Mall when a local DJ announced on the car radio that he had a new show coming up on the WB and would be holding auditions to look for a female co-host. Honey, I almost tore the windows off the car, Brown remembers. I went crazy, 'cause never in Greensboro had there ever been auditions announced. And I knew that was my sign. She auditioned and landed the part. So yeah, the Lord had already been working in Brown's life in very mysterious ways. Still, she was skeptical when the dream about the small screen came about in 2017. By then, she was living with her family in Los Angeles, working odd jobs, prepaid legal, phone banker, nursing home aide, in between going to auditions. But she decided to be obedient. She went into the kitchen, grabbed a coffee mug, stuffed a towel in it to fill it up, plopped her phone on top of the cloth to create a makeshift tripod, and pushed record. Her first viral video happened in 2017 when she was driving Uber to make a living. From behind the wheel of her car, she raved about a Whole Foods vegan sandwich she was eating. Think what James Wright did for Patti LaBelle's Patty Pies. In her excitement, Brown accidentally mispronounced the name of the vegan sandwich, but with 5 million views on Facebook, the video was so popular and so many people went to Whole Foods asking to have what the lady in the video was having, that the store changed the sandwich's name to what Brown had called it. They also offered her a job as a brand ambassador. Brown's most recent viral moment had nothing to do with food. On June 26, she excitedly posted a video announcing that she was retiring her husband from his job as an LAPD officer.
Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.